Kum Lenin, a block Gemara. No, he just had a baby.
Oh, really?
He had a baby boy 2 days ago. He came straight from the hospital here to learn Daf Yomi.
You kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. That's called commitment.
That means he should be committed, you say.
Okay.
Sunday morning.
Yes, Sunday morning.
I was at your place.
We came at night to the Fabrique, huh?
Yeah, so let's do...
No idea.
All right. See what we see. Let's start again from the Mishnah quickly so we can get into it. It's hard Gemara. It's a hal kop. Don't move. Says the Mishnah, Hamafri, today's blast of Chavzayin on the Aleph will start from Chavav and Beis the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, three scenarios. Hamafri is based Slaim La Oshem. He set aside 2 Slaim for a carbon Oshem, Veloka Benishna, Elim La Oshem, and you bought with them 2 rams for an Oshem. You're supposed to buy one with a value of $2. You bought 2. If it turned out that one of them increased in value, now it's worth 2. Yizikir Lashama, use that for your carbon Oshem. So the word Hashem obviously means the carbon Oshem you would do. Vahasheni, what do you do with the second animal which you used money from the Oshem for? So obviously it's an Oshem as well, but you don't need 2 Oshemas. Is Yida let it wander about Achi Yistayv until the contract's a moon? Vyimochen, you sell it. Vyiplu Dumbul and Adava. And the money then goes, uses for buying kabanas. Case number 2. What?
Has
to be value to slime.
So he could have paid less, but it's what the value is.
He got a bargain.
Yeah.
He said, buy one, get one free.
The Gemara will talk about who's who has the increase of the carbon limit. Kegdish or him? We'll soon see. Next case. Lokach ben shnei eilim lechulin. He took the money that was set aside for a carbon and he used it for himself, so it's called me'ili. He stole. So he stole 2 coins and he used it to buy 2 rams. Lechulin. Echad yafe beislayim. One of the rams are worth 10 sloyim. And the echad. Now, he owes now an asham me'ila is for the first carbon he was owed. And now he owes a second one because what he just did right now. And the echad yafe asadah. One is worth 2 sloyim plus a fifth. Which is the penalty you have to pay besides bringing a Hashem Me'ilas of carbon. You also have to pay the money back, plus this. Is Hayofish Shtei Sloyin, there's a big machlekes in Acharenim, the Bartanud and others, Mishnah Melech, how to learn Pshat over here. So we'll learn like the Mishnah Melech and most. Hayofish Shtei Sloyin, the one that's worth 2 Sloyin, Yikrev La'ashamay. The one that's worth 2 sloyim, you bring for your asham, you bring for your carbon asham, and v'hasheni in the second, which is what the new asham that you have to bring. That's what you'd bring it to, but you still owe an asham in the beginning, and plus you owe money now. V'hasheni l'milase. The second one we say, since it's worth 10 zuzim, you can bring it as your carbon me'ila. It's like paying back the penalty. Sorry. So the first one is for your carbon asham, the first carbon asham. The second one is your me'ila. It's not. You can use it for a carbon as well as your payment because it's an exact amount. The carbon has in it also an extra 2 coins, which takes care of the fifth. So you can be to both with the same carbon. The Batner learns that you have to bring 3 things. But anyway, that's number 1. Continue. The Gemara later on is going to discuss which is the Hashama and which is the Milase. Is Hashama the second carbon and Milase is the money? Or Hashama is the first carbon, Milase is the second carbon? We'll see. Yeah. So the second one, wait, Ashley learned the second one, the Shani Limelasa means it covers your first carbon and the money you owe Hegdish. Because you stole from Hegdish, you just paid them back. And the fifth in that one carbon. Case number 3. Echad Lajra Lechulin, you had 2 coins, by mistake you bought two animals, 1 for Chulin and 1 for Asham, so you stole only 1 coin. So, Ima Yeshal Asham, you offer Shtei Slayim, if it was worth 2 Slayim, you kill Asham. Now here Asham means the first carbon, different than the piece before. Vashani Limelasai. Over here, milasai means your second carbon. You have to bring in the shami list and the yavi masalach and you got to pay money separately. Why? Because the carbon is not equal to the ten zuzim you're supposed to. Says the gemara, my milasai tani reisha v'asheni limilasai. Which animal are we referring to, or what are we talking about when it says milasai? Second milasai. Ilema ayil asham. If he's talking about up here that you got to bring the ram, the asham, then lememra. If he means the carbon that the Hashem Me'ilas, the member of the Chomer, Bahad the Ayil Maislas, comes out from here that what? That the fifth, that the penalty, the extra 25% is part of the carbon. Well, see, if it says the Pasuk, V'es HaShechotam in HaKadosh, if somebody stole from Hegdish, is Yishalim you pay, V'es HaMishasa Yosef Olav. It sounds like it's a separate payment. And it's not part of the animal, it's not part of the carbon at all. Alma Bahadik Zayla Maisla, you pay to get it back with the principal, not part of the carbon. Number one. But two, of Oik Tani, in the last case it says, Echad Lashem, the first, if you bought with two slime, one carbon, one chulin, so the carbon slime, the carbon, the asher that you bought with the slime, that goes for your first carbon. And it says there, and Ima Ishalashir says, Slime, Echad Lashem, that goes for your first carbon, Vasheni, and the second coin, Lemilasa, the second carbon, you buy it for your Mi'ila, and then it says, Yavi Ima Salvachemisha, so we see that my payment is separate, Al Muhammad, Bahad Exela, Maisle, the penalty goes with Exela. Ella says, the Gemara, Milosai, what Milosai mean? These hani mehegdish. Milosai means that which you stole from Hegdish. You stole from Hegdish in the first case. You stole from Hegdish the two coins he bought both chulin. So therefore, you owe Hegdish 8 zuzim, two slime and two coins. The yeshna mishtei slime, that for ten lasham. And therefore, when you have right now a karma that's worth exactly 10, you have the full amount. In that case, where you bought both, so you stole from Hegdish two sloyim and you bought two animals of chulin. The other is loy makile ayil osham. So you bring one osham, that's the second carbon you bring with one of them. And the yafa sodas and the other ones worth $10. You overlay the mightiest hand in Hegdish. You stole from Hegdish two sloyim. And you have to give a penalty of 25%, and that's what you're giving back. You're giving it back. It's give money or an animal. You're giving it back the animal that's worth 10 slayim, 10 zuzim, which is exactly the full amount. They have like zayla and chaimsha together.
Is sel and zuz interchangeable here? Or it's
no. Sel has 4 zuzim.
Yeah.
So 2 slayim is 8.
His chart of.
Yeah. And what's the me'ila? Zayla over here. Me'ila means zayla, what he stole. So what do you tell me? Milas Adesha means it's the animal, it's the carbon that combines everything. Gzeilai. So you tell me it means what you stole. Ema Seifa. Right now, the more things you just give your money. Ema Seifa. So you tell me you're giving that milasa means the first animal that we're originally supposed to give. That's the milasa. And because you're supposed to reimburse Hegdish for what you stole, 10 zuzim, the animal, we're 10 zuzim, you do both, you're killing everything in one stone. Ema Sefer and Sefer, Echad and Sefer, it says Echad la Asher ve Echad la Chulin. Ema Isha la Asher, if you had one coin, you use right, one coin, you use wrong. Ita Asher, which is lame, Yikla Shammai. And here Ashammai means the first animal. And Vashayni la Mila, Shayni la Mila means the second one. The Yavi, Ema Sal, the Chaim, and you pay money separately. Alma Mila say, El Asham. Yeah, so we see from that what? That the Mila say here means the second carbon. And the money is not included. So he said, Reisha, Kodalim, Lossi, Gzela, Sefer, Kodalim, Lossi, El Asham. So in the Reisha, when it says, Mi Lossi, means the money that you stole from Hegdish, you reimburse, which is the first carbon, and you could cover the Hegdish well. And the Sefer, the same word, Mi Lossi, means the second carbon. So how does it work? How can that be? The same word, and yet it means totally different things, different animals. It says, Digimoto, Amale, Asham, Reisha, in the Reisha. He said, in the Reisha, the Havale Ayil Zoban Keren V'Chaim Shai. It's in the Reisha where the Ayil is worth the principal together with the, it's supposed to be Zoban. That's worth, or you bought it for, or is it sold for, exactly the value that you stole from Hegdish, the principal, plus the penalty. Therefore, the word Mila covers the Gzela, and that's the first carbon, and it covers everything. Seifa the lo havi ayil zoban keren v'chaimish. The seifa you stole only one coin from the base hamigdash, but the animal is worth a lot more than that. So kardalei the animal is worth two slime or 10 kardalei ayil asher milosei. The yavi imos alu chaimish. So here, therefore, the milosei is the second animal you bring, and the money is separate. What about the kinas chaimshin ma'u she's chapa? What about, let's say, you know that if you stole a whole bunch of time from Hegdish, you got to pay a fifth each time. You didn't pay yet, so now if you add them all up, it equals 2 slime.
So can you use your
combined animal?
Combined penalties.
To buy an animal, then that should be kapara. Yeah, the question is, ma'u she's chapa? Can you use all the money, instead of giving it to Hegdish, buying an animal to be your asher
mi'ila? Isn't that a kind of a double dipping?
No, yeah. That's it. We're just limiting on Mishnah. If the value of the animal is the same as the value of the animal is going to who? To the Beis Hamikdash. And you stole from the Beis Hamikdash, you got to pay him back. So if the animal is worth exactly the Keren and the Chemish together, you can use the same. Because you're paying it back. You can pay back Kesef and Shavu Kesef. So the question is, if all your Chemish equal 2 slime, can you buy an asher mi'ilus? And and kill 2 birds with 1 stone. 5 birds with 1 stone.
So this guy's a regular gunner from Hegdish.
Yeah, this is what he does for a living. So What is what do you call it? So what's the shayla?
I'm not sure what he gets out of it.
That's true. Back.
Yeah, he has karate.
His conscience.
After a while, that's true.
That's right. So he's
He's working in the treasury of the Mikdash.
Yeah. So the question like this, can you use the chaimshin? No, the principle you'll give back to Hagdish, and here you're just using the chaimshin. Remember, we're talking about the aggregate of all the chaimshin. You aggregate all the chaimshin equal to slaim. So he'll pay the principles back, and he'll give it all back. But the penalty, he'll give an asher milas with it. Is it good or no good? Says the Gemara, me, I'm going to do a question like this. Do we say, if you're going to argue, which is a discussion of the Gemara soon, if you gave an animal to Hegdish and it improves, who gets the benefit from it? So if you can tell me the person, the owner, original owner, gets the benefit of any improvement of the animal, which was from the mission, it seems that's how a case, right? You spent $1 and worth $2, two slime, and it's good enough for you. Mishum de Katara Kame, at least over there, makes sense because you there's an effort you put into it to improve the value of the animal. You improved the animal, you fed it, and so on and so forth. Aval hoch over here, the like Torah over here, there's no tircha whatsoever. You just stole from Hedges a number of times and now you got a full thing. Lame is chape, so you cannot be a chape with this animal. I didn't William Tinsley can say, ain't no chape, really making an argument for kek. That nobody get, you know, if any benefit had, it goes to Hegdish. Because at the time when you set it aside, it was only worth one seller, you cannot get any, if the animal goes up a value, that's Hegdish's good luck, not yours. But here you set aside the chaimish every single time. Eventually you waited till it became too slayim. And every time you set aside for asham. So therefore maybe the ikal meimah mizchape, you could. The boiler, what's his whole shayla? Mizchape b'shevach hegdish alav. We actually had a question. Can a person say that you have to have an asham of two slayim? If I set aside one seller and it becomes two, can I be eitz with it or not? Who has the second seller?
Fringe benefit of Hektish.
If it's Hektish, then I can't use it. But if it's mine, then I can say, I gave you two right now, Bashash Chit, it was worth two slime. I'm Yetzer.
In other words, you bought it for a seller, but
it's on the time to ship it. It's getting inflated in value. Exactly. So Toshma come here. It says in Fejna Mishnah, instead of that two slime, the locker ben shnei alien loss, you bought two rams, Hayechem and Yofish Tay slime, one that's worth two slime, Yikir Lashama, Vashay, second one, Yidachi Stai, Vimach yourself, you mucked it over. My love, aren't we talking about the Zovin Ba'arba Zuzah? Ayil, the Luchayr Tumah, he bought the ayil for one zuz, one seller. The Sheva, now it improved the value. Why? The Shavi Tamnay, it's worth eight. Ushmaman Adam Chabim Sheva Hegish, and yet he's benefiting from it. Now it's worth eight, two slayim. He could say, I'm Yitzhak by Asham. So what's the Shaila? That he motivated the mission is not right. Why not? Loy. Hochamai is kidding. Here we are talking about a case. You know why it improved in value? Because of your input. The oizel roigabe, it costs you.
Looked after the animal,
and costs you for zuzim to take care to make the animal worth two slime. In other words, between at the end of the day, it costs you two slime. This animal, one seller at the time you bought it, and one seller over the time that you improved the animal, because where was it sitting this whole time by you, and therefore you improved. You spent a seller everything. So therefore, it's two slime.
That's a legitimate expenditure.
That's exactly, and you're doing it on behalf of maybe Hegdish.
It's a tax deduction, deducted off your chiyuv to Hegdish.
It says in the Braise, look, you bought an ayah of a seller, upitma, and you fattened it up, and now it's worth two. Kosher is kosher. You yaitse, you two slime thing. No claw that it's, you get the improvements. Shmam no odd chabesh of a hegish, and Marcel again, look, pitma shiny, the chosla temnai, it cost you eight.
It was it. In other words, they're trying to work out if it doesn't, if it goes up without your effort.
Exactly.
What's the
inflation?
The market.
Inflation.
The market, yeah.
Market values, yeah. Where is it? Right, to Gemara. If you bought, it's the same part, the same Braisa. You bought a ram for a seller, now it's two, kosher. New chlor, it sounds like it just increased the value. And again, it's a continuation. You fattened it up. So what are the two cases? It's exactly the same thing. Nein, reisha de zovin ba'arba va'ashbuche ba'arba acharine. And the reisha is talking about a clear cut case. You bought it for four zuzim, you spent four zuzim to fatten it up. So, of course, it's worth two, it costs you two slime. The chasaletam naya, it costs you physically eight zuzim.
Which is two seller, no?
Exactly. Say for the zovin ayal ba'arba, you bought it for four, va'ashbuche betlosa. And the cost was three. So, it's the cost. So, this now worth two slime.
By one zuz.
So, who gets that benefit? The shavit tamnayu, and now it's worth eight. So therefore, the question, yeah. So again, but you put in effort. Look at the next case. It says there. says there. Yishalim yihochi b'zei. Ema seifa. Says the seifa. Yishalim sella. He has to add a sella. Ha chasal zayin. You said a minute ago that he cost him seven. That means he only owes one zuz. Why in the world does he pay another seller to bring it up to two shloim? And the Gemara, you don't, it doesn't mean pay a seller. It means bring it up to a seller. Ma yishalim tashlum a seller. Shalom mean pay.
As you improve its value.
No, it's already improved. It's already worth seven zuzim. How much is missing to get to eight zuzim? One. So the Braise says tashlum the seller. Tashlum usually be tied to pay. But tashlum also means complete. Completed to a seller. Oh, well, let's give a zuz. Give a zuz.
Or if you would increase the value of the animal further.
No, give Hegdish a zuz as well. Yeah. So therefore, you gave Hegdish a two seller of the animal.
If it costs you, then you have benefit from the
English. That's what we're saying. You have no benefit. Exactly. Now, if you hold the Einol Chapesh of Hegdish, if you can tell me what I mean, that's what? Faket. That you have no benefit from Hegdish. Let me ask a question. What if you give an extra dollar? But the animal's not worth two. Whatever the increased animal has belongs to Hegdish. What does it help? The fact is, in an isle of two slime, and you don't have it. So it's going to give separately another zoos to Hegdish. So I gave Hegdish a zoos.
But you weren't Mekayim with animal.
The animal's not worth anything, yeah.
Because in other words, what you're saying is the animal cost you seven.
If you tell me, you look at your court, the animal's always worth two slime, right? But it cost me only seven. Yeah. So I have to give another zoo. So we want to bring an eye from that. Forget that you don't even benefit from the improvement. We say, no, forget that I do. Because if I don't have benefit, then the animal itself is worth to me how much? Seven zuzim. So how am I yetzer? So what if I give a zuz to the Hegdish? That's separate.
And you're ignoring what the market is also.
The market is worth two shloim, but it's not mine. If the Shevach Hegdish does not belong to me, who has that extra zuz? I don't have a value of two shloim. Exactly.
So that's what I'm asking around.
So it's not, it's a Gavra Hefza type of thing. It's the man has to undergo an expenditure of this amount, regardless of what the item he's giving is worth.
Exactly. If we learn that a person cannot...
He has to spend on the Hefza, even though the Gavra is parted with eight, but he's parted with seven on the animal and one to
Hegdish. It's tied together. No, that's if you learn that you do not benefit from improvement, but Hegdish is the one to benefit. But if I am benefit, then I don't have to spend anything. As long as the animal's worth too slime, it's my animal that's worth too slime. That's the Shaila. Get the improvement of the Hegdish. So why in the world do you have to be mashlim? If the animal's worth not too slayim and I get the benefit, what do you tell me I have to give another zuz to Hegdish for? People will think that if people saw that you bought away from one seller and then you just give it to Hegdish, that'll make this whole cheshbon that'll increase the value. So therefore, by you giving the extra zuz, they see that, you know, that they realize you have to pay, it has to have a value. My have a bottom line, so you can learn it both ways. So what's the Lutashura? Toshma coming here, Bishas Hafrosha, you offer seller, Bishas Kapoto, you offer Shayslay. What happened when you Fesha Braisi said it size with one seller and when you had Kapoto with two, Yotze, you are Yotze. So clearly what? That any improvement is my improvement, the donor's improvement. That's true.
You can tell you the whole Shas though.
Wait, Abulazar had a question. Adam is chapa b'shav hegdishaloi. Abulazar had a question, similar question. Is a person yet with b'shavach the improvement hegdishanat? Amar Rav Yechon, kama shonim godol zebenenu. Just like you have Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda was the main student of Rav Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar was the main student of Rabbi Yechon. So he said, how many years did you spend in my yeshiva? For the Shama Allah Chazum and many. Did you hear me say this a number of times? What do you ask me now? Rabbi Yechon said this din once. Where did he say this din? I said in yes. In fact, the following he made a comment. Now we learned Vlad Toida. If you set aside a Toida and then it gave birth to a Vlad or to a Rosa, you took a Toida. Now let's swap it for another animal. And you did. You set aside a Toida and you lost it. So therefore, you set aside another one in place. Ain't to unalechem. You have to bring bread with the other ones as well. No, only the original animal brings the lechem, not all the other ones. When do we say that the Vlad and doesn't need lechem if it's the second one? So the first one you brought regularly, this is the second one. The Vlad ain't on lechem. Let's say you did the Vlad first. Then you did the original animal. You did first the offspring, then the original animal. Torn lechem, you do need lechem. Because that's the Toida that you're bringing. The fact is that this is your Toida, therefore it needs lechem. You see, from your hold, mischape b'shevach hegdish. So clearly, you see, what's the vlad? The vlad is improvement of hegdish. Whose vlad is it? That person. And yet, the original person brought taida. When he brings the vlad, he brings the lechem with it, which means who gets the credit for this taida? The person who brought it. So that I hear that hegdish, the improvements of hegdish, belong to the original person until you mark it. Boy, Rabbi Lezer had a question. Bale chayim nitchin. Now we're going to mention a number of questions that Rabbi Lezer had. Rabbi Lezer had, and Rabbi Yochanan already said it before, he gave him a chelik, so you know. Rabbi Lezer asked, Bale chayim, an animal, while it's alive, it was rejected. Is it a rejection or a lie? Do we say once it was rejected for foul or not? We already had this a few days ago. Rabbi Yochanan says, Harikama shonin godl zebeinenu, he grew with us up so many years, leshama alocha zebein, never heard me say alocha, bekal Rabbi Yochanan, yes he did, Rabbi Yochanan, behema shashneshot, and this is what we had just a while ago, a behema of two animals. I say a while ago, I mean tomorrow, which is only about a month ago. The Amr Bechan, Behemo Shoshne Shutfin, an animal that belongs to two partners. Higdish Chetze, you were Makdish, your half, but you can't be Makdish half an animal, the other guy doesn't want his half an animal. We had, if you own the whole animal, you Makdish half, then the Kedusha is with Spashit. And we had a Machlekes, Dafke Dobosh, and Shama Tuluyaboy, or not. Machlekes is tonight. But if two different people own the animal, then my Kedusha cannot be Mispashit on your half. So therefore, my Kedusha is rejected. Nothing happens. And then I bought the other half. The question is, what happens now? Do we say that now it spreads out? Do we say once it's rejected, it's rejected? So Rabbi Yechanan said, a behemoth, two partners, you mark this half, a chodzalok, and you bought the other half, a kedusha, a kedusha, a enu kreva, it becomes holy, but you cannot be marked of it. Because once you reject it from the mizbech, you cannot bring it up. Voice of tamura, and if you make a tamura, it also happens, becomes tamura, but tamura also gets by that, why it becomes kodesh, but you cannot be marked of it. Shmamina class, we learn from this Rabbi Yechanan in three dinim. Shmamina balachai nitchin, because you marked this while I was alive, and we see from here that it's a rejection. Number one. Number two, shmamina kedushas dummy matcha. We see also here, when you marked this half the animal, you couldn't make the animal kedushas group holy, because you only have half animals, not rotum is bech. So what did you mark this? The value. And even the value can be rejected. And shmamina yezdicha bedamim. And we see, we hear the word, that's kedusha, that there is what is it? So we see that this in Tumur we have a different girsa. Kedusha dam matche and yesh dicha dam, exactly the same thing. What we had there was another one, is that even a dochu mikara. That was a gist of this. I'm not sure why. One second. There must be a different gist here. One second. No? Anyway, the gist of there was, if it's dichu mi'kara, that means there's a machlekes. If something was ro, then nitche, that's nitche. But if something was never ro, this animal was never ro, because you were matched from the beginning, right? Before you owned the animal. You were matched from the beginning, and yet it's considered dichu. That is the third thing we learned from here. Because here, point number two and point number three is exactly the same. Anyway, so I don't know why different guesses. But Abba Lezer asked another question. Who's the claim? You're supposed to bring a thing of two slime. What happens? All the slime went down in value. Mao, what do we do? Can you bring the most expensive slime, even though it's only worth one and a half slime? Or the tailor says, the cost of it has to be, Yashar Mila, it has to be two slime. You gave the best animal there is. You need two and there isn't two. Number of years. Imagine this all happened the same day. And he didn't hear. It sounds like Rabbi Yechanan himself was saying that we did not hear, including himself. Why doesn't the Torah give a price when it comes to Mechusa Kapara, Zava, Yeledus, Matzeda, and all of these, or a Nazir, that they cannot eat their Kabanas until they bring an Osir? Why does the Torah give a price? You got to give it, be worth $1, $2. Why does the Torah give a price? You know why? What happens? He can't find any animal that price. He'll be stuck. He can never eat kachim. The Torah didn't want that to happen. Is a klodai from Shimon Yochai the what? That if the Torah nominates a price, if you cannot buy for that price, I don't care why, that's it. You cannot bring a carbon, even though you're bringing the best carbon available. Doesn't matter. So what's your question? Shema yuzel klodai v'en lech takon lechav kachim ema. So you're right.
Until the market.
If the Torah would have said, so by Asha Milas, you got to wait till you find. Yeah. Exactly. Ema loy lemadna lochazu. I never taught him about Rebbe Zeida, but Ada. Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira Bar Ada. Reb Zeira Bar Ada. Here's Reb Chia Bar Abba. Mahad Talmud, he used to chaz a shas, kol tlotz in Yemen. Every 30 days he went through the whole shas. almost like what we do. Every 3 days he sat in the chazan before Rabbi Yechon. So Lechayda, doesn't Rabbi Yechon remember that he if he said a din and the Pchir Bar Abba, Rabbi Zayda, would repeat it to him every month? How can you get it? And all the taters Rabbi Yechon said. And are there any other Amoraim at that time? Yeah, Rab, Shmuel, and all those. Especially with Rabbi Zayda. But it couldn't be Rabbi Zayda because Zayda didn't live, was not a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. He meant to say, nobody ever asked me this question. Gufa, let's analyze. Why is there no fixed amount? I mean, use a claim, it'll go down the value, and they'll be stuck canning a kotch. What about chatas, the fats? So you're telling me the whole problem is it's matzah UD kotch. So what about those kabbanas that do not enable UD kotch? Then the tailor should nominate a price. And if you can't get it, so you can't bring it. Who cares? It's not coming to be matzah kotch. Hard to understand, and you don't need a kapara. The Torah wants you to have a kapara. We said before the Torah has chasav gufa. The Torah has rachmanos wants you to have. Why give you oshel tolu? Because rachmanos on you, even though you don't know what you did, doesn't really forgive you. So what's the most question? Okay, it doesn't allow me to catch him. But the Torah wants you to bring a carbon to have a kapara. Why shouldn't you have a kapara? Because you'll have the same problem. You'll be stuck. No kapara. That didn't bother him. Or maskarova, because they took it. They were very pedantic. They took his words literally. Only because ma'akiv kachim. But everything else doesn't bother me. Masked of Mata, Osham Nozir, Lev the Kitzer, Dilvat told us, Osham Nozir, come for nothing. Not coming to me, Mata, not coming to me, the Osham's not coming to me, Mata, you teach him, the Osham's not coming to me, Machapi, you. No. If Mamish has no purpose, so give a fixed amount. You don't bring it. It's not Mak of anything. In other words, I don't like what you said about Korban Chatas, because I think Korban Chatas it is Mak if I want a Kapada. Rav was saying, that's what I wasn't like, his thing. But what about by Nozir? It doesn't do anything. This is the only one that doesn't do anything. The Asher doesn't allow you, he's allowed to drink wine or anything else before he eats the Asher. It's not a matzah, it's not a machsh, it's nothing. Just a chiv, you have a chiv to bring it. If you don't have, you don't have. Next Mishnah. If somebody said a korm chatas v'meis and he died, Reuben set aside and he died, his son can talk to the son, can I bring it in his place? On his own, you cannot transfer it over. Let's say you yourself set aside a karma chatas for something, and you cannot then afterwards decide I'll use it for something else, another aveda that I did. I feel he even for the same aveda, but I ate yesterday chaylev and I set it aside, then I ate today chaylev again. I said, you know what? I'm going to get the latest one first. You cannot swap the carbon from the yesterday's chaylev to today's shemir says karbonoi. Has to be your carbon for your chatas. Says the Gemara, how do you know this? I know a son cannot bring it for his father. The Rambam learned carbonoi, but carbonoi yaitze. You only yaitze with your own carbon. Says the behavior is carbonoi. You only yaitze with your own carbon. When you yaitze with carbon, that carbon of your father. You cannot use the carbon of your father. Yochel thought the yaitze carbonoi behemosh hifrish avi menakal lachmud. I would have thought you cannot bring from let's say a small aveda. Like, what's a small aveda? A small aveda is says Rashi anything that has no misa, including nida. And chaylev, which has no misa here, Mrs. Bezen. That's a kala. Ala chamur, let's say, on chil Shabbos, which is Mrs. Bezen. Oy min achamur kala, from chamur kala. You can't swap. I will yaitze be karmen shehifish avi min akala la kala chamur chamur abur thaw. But if it's the same level, you know, let's say from neither or whatever, it can be neither by avi. But to bring from one to another similar veil, maybe I could swap it. Tam lema karbon noy be karbon yaitze neish be karbon shul avi. That a son cannot use his father's karbon. Yochel yaitze be karbon avi be behemah shehifish avi min akala la kala chamur chamur abur thaw. He cannot use the behemah. Shadi ein begal yachnis zerosay al behemah shehifish avi. You cannot go ahead and as another use the animal your father set aside for his nazidus. But if your father didn't set aside an animal, he set aside money for himself. Maybe that money I could use for myself, my own carbon. Even for a strict mitzvah or a light mitzvah or faket. If this person's father left money for a carbon, but remember, a nazir brings a few kabbanas, and he didn't specify what this money is for, which carbon it is, then that money can be used by the son because it doesn't have the kedusha yet because he didn't set to specify what's what. You didn't say what's a chatas and what's an oiler. If the father said this money is for an oiler fafan, it's the father's and the son can't use it. But the father just said his money for my carbon as an oiler. Didn't say what it is. You cannot use carbon in your father at all. I would say, okay, money, you cannot swap. Okay, forget your father. What about myself? I set aside a carbon for myself. But I would have thought for myself, if it's me, I want to swap the carbon from one aveda I did to another aveda, stricter, lenient. Maybe I could. Tabalemi called Barnoi al Chatosoi. It says your carbon says three times the carbon. It says Karbonai al Chatosoi on your sin, and because it says al Chatosoi, it says Ahol al Chatosoi Ashechata, and then it says al Chatosoi Ashechata, because it says your Chatosoi. That means even your own Chatos you cannot swap from one to another. Okay, so okay, I cannot use a behemoth I set aside for one thing for another. For example, if I set aside an animal for trade for fats, maybe you're a dam, and then I swap it and I use it for a blood or a dam, different isa, but it's me. He wasn't moil and he wasn't mechaper, but the more explaining what that means exactly. We mean loy more of a keeper. I can't do it. Okay, once I set aside an animal for a specific aveda, I cannot swap it. But maybe if I myself set aside money to bring an animal eventually, but I didn't yet bring the animal. Now I want to use this money for another animal for myself, another carbon. Maybe that I can do. That's a bit remote. I can do that still. Because what happened? Taka set aside money ala chaylev for chaylev. The hevi and al dambur for blood or ala dam yala chaylev. Shadi moil the keeper. In this case, you were moil and you were forgiven. The more explain that means. Nobody stole from Hegish. If you took the money and used it for something else, so you say Tamboloimer Karbonoi al Chatosi Ache Karbonoi L'Shem Chetoi. The bottom line is, you set aside money for something you cannot swap. Now, what does it mean? Loy moal v'loy kippur, moal v'kippur. What's going on here? Chelim adam. My loy moal v'loy kippur. Tag Rosh Hashanah Shemikam Eder Papa Hachikama Kiv Nemotzi Moil. Since you cannot be moil. If you take Hegdish, which is not a Baal Mum, something that belongs to you, not a Baal Mum, you cannot steal it. You know, you're using it, but it still stays. What's Moil? Moil is when you transfer the Kedusha. No, you transfer
the Kedusha
to Chulin. But you cannot take a carbon and turn it to Chulin unless it had a Mum. If it didn't have a Mum, you can do whatever you want with it. All you're doing is using Hegdish, still Hegdish. So you're not a Moil. So Chelev and Dam on its own, you're not a Moil because there's no Mum here. So he says here. Even the lemotzi moil, since you cannot be moil, is kipuri nami lemechaper. So therefore, you cannot be mechaper hoyel, since v'kach lemotzi mishani, you cannot change it. Our moil is money. Even the mishani moil, but money. If you only set aside money for Hegdish to buy a carbon for chaylev, and then you use the money for yourself, you did turn it into chulin. So you could be moil. So since you could be moil, ma'isik carbon meila ema would say b'tchila nami ma'isik ma'ak bring a chatchila swap it k'mashala that no mishnah meivin mehegdish. If you set aside money, let's say for Hegdish to buy, let's say a sheep for a specific aveda. You're allowed to buy a goat if you want. Kiz besed for the same aveda. So you're not swapping the avedas now. I said a sheep and I might want to buy a goat. Then it's all right. Mehegdish, seida, kizba, or let's say, from you wanted a goat and I want a sheep. Mehegdish, kizba, seida, and let's say Hegdish, you wanted to buy the animals and then you decided to buy toidin ibn ayayna. How can you degrade it down to Tayman Yadid? We'll talk about somebody who lost his money. Remember, we're talking about a carbon oil of the Yadid, a carbon that's commensurate to how much money you earn. If you can't afford animals, you bring birds. You can't afford birds, you bring flour. So therefore, if you wanted to, you set aside the money for a sheep, and then you became poor when you're ready to buy, you can buy birds. If the money set aside for birds, if you became poor, then you can buy a seed safe. You can buy the flour. Ketzad, how to work. Hifrish le kizba oil seida. If you set aside for a sheep or a goat, ha'oni became poor, heni became poor, yavi, if you bring a bird, heni became poor again, yavi, asida seifa. Hifrish la asida seifa. Let's say you're poor, you set aside money, says seifa. And the chiddush in the Mishnah is that it's from the money itself. You don't say other money. The money itself that you had, that's what you use for the poorer side. And the rest you keep. What about hifrish, let's say you set aside $10 for flour, and now Hesh became rich. You have the oif. You buy now a bird for $25, and the $10 set aside is part of that $25. Hey, she became richer again. Yavi Kizba Vesida. From that $25, you buy the $50 animal. It says the Gemara, how do you know? The Tana Rabbanu, we learned. Mechatosai al mechatosai. I mean, tell the passing mechatosai, which means that you should bring money from your chatos, not all your money, some of your money. Mechatosai. It says the chipper of a coin mechatosai. It sounds from the money you set aside the chatchila, we can use less of it, and you'll still have a kapara. That's how we know you get poor and poor and so on. And then it says, where are we? Then it says, Al Chatosa, it says on the Pasuk, the Hebrew Hashem Hashem, Al Chatosa, what's Al Chatosa? It means in addition. If you set aside money for Kesef, you're allowed to buy a sheep, you're allowed to buy it, turn it into a goat, you can go down, degrade it to a bird, flower, ketzad, for example, how? He set aside for an animal, then the he became poor, Yavi oif, you bring now a bird, and he became poor again. Yovi asid seifa, you bring flour. He finish asid seifa and faketch. He set aside asid seifa. The hashib came rich. Yovi oif. Hashib came richer again. Yovi kizba seida. He finish kizba seida in istavu. He set aside an animal and then it got a mum. Imrotza. Now it got a mum. So if you want yovi bidmeyan oif, you can, for example, if you became poor, you take the money that you sold the sheep at and you buy a bird with it. Hefrish oif. Before we're talking about you set aside money. Now we're talking about you set aside the actual animal. Now you set aside an animal, you cannot change it, the animal itself. Once it's kadosh, it's kadosh, unless it has a mum. Once it has a mum, you sell it, and you became poor. With the money, now you can buy an oif and the leftover you keep. Yavi bin main oif. He finished oif, you set aside the bird itself. Then it's die and had a mum. You cannot buy with the money. He says here, you cannot buy with the money. If you set aside a bird itself, not the money for a bird. A bird itself, not found. You know why? She'ain la'oif pigeon. You cannot, the whole idea of a pigeon redeeming the animal is only by an animal, not by a bird. So you're stuck. Once you set the bird aside, even though you became poor and got a mum, you have to use the full money to buy other birds. Lochein for nemer, it says mechatosai. Sometimes it's some of the money. And sometimes it says alchatosai, the full money you set aside by a bird. If you set aside the actual bird, it's the full money. No, it was the Gemara before. So this is a carbon oil of the Yeder, depending on your, it's means tested, basically. What are you called? So, mechatosi means you reduce, alchatosi means you add, if you became richer and richer. The Yitzel limit, mechatosi, gabi kizbe se'ira, now the three psukim, it says mechatosi by an animal, the Yitzel limit, it says by a bird, and so on. Why? Because we only knew that if you had an animal, you became poor, you can bring a bird. I could take the money that I set aside for an animal and use it now for a bird. Is that design? I could use it now for a bird. Nachlinen al oif, I can go ahead and convert it to a bird, even though it's less than I say oif. The kizba oif tavai min adamim. The reason is, you know why? Because they're both living creatures. They're both, there's an animal, there's a bird, very similar, so I can have the tailor tell me I can swap it, you know, downgrade. Avalasidus Eifa, but to take that money left and use it for flour, which is totally different metzias, there's no sprinkle about nothing. The lav minidamim, you know, something to do with blood, nothing. Eloi kasiv kram mechatose gaba oif, the tailor would not have informed us that by oif also mechatose, which means you can only use some of the money life and use it for, and buy something else. Have miniki mafish mois lakino many lemaisis Eifa. I would have thought, found, stuck. The lav minidamim, you're stuck with that money. When it comes to bird, you even set aside just money for found. That you have to buy the bird and you cannot buy, get downgrade. Elemaisis, and then what I would say, now you're stuck, it'd be even worse. The money you set aside is found, that is Kadesh. And now you have to bring new, you can't afford anymore the birds. Bring new money to be the mincha. Look at that, the poor man, we penalize. He has to pay now.
He follows the poor.
Exactly. So now we would have thought that not only is he poor and he can't afford the money, he set aside $20 for birds and now he became poor. Found that $20 stuck. But you know what? Give an extra $10 for the flower because you're a poor man. That's why it says mechatosi gabi oif. The member tell you the mehegdish oif nami maisi asidus eifa. This is what he's saying. Kimafrish lasidis eifer. When you set aside for the forget you're poor, you set aside for eifer. But maisi, and then by the time you brought it, you're about to bring it hashid. Noisif alayhu. We add to the mincha. Now you bring a bird. Venaisi oif. Hashid became richer again. Noisif alayhu. And venaisi kid besida. My time maksif al chatose gabesida seifer. So why is al chatose by seifer? Dikol gadol gabay. We only said by oif that you can add on if you become richer. How many thought? Kimafrish moi lekina eiver hashid moi. I would have thought if you set aside money for a bird, then for a bird you can change it to an animal because they're both living things. I will hear you say, if you're a poor man, you set aside for a safer. The hair shit, I would have thought you became rich. The money you set aside for mincha is fafal, is mincha, you're rich now. Get new start money, again. Start again. Ila hair shit, tuva nice, if you have tuva nice, keep it seated. The money you set aside, you blend over. Okay, rich, I think you can afford it. That's why it says in the pasuk in all places. It says in both places, I had the richest, the side by the poor. It says, al to tell you that if you set aside.
He could end up bringing for his oil of yodid, we would have thought. With sheep, with behemoth.
That's what happened. That's what Torah has to say. But each one, mechatosei. Al chatosi. So al chatosi says by flower to tell you that from flower you can jump up to a bird and obviously a bird to an animal. Stop painting tomorrow, Michelle. Tomorrow.